You're listening to SBS News.
In a complex group, Germany's task was reasonably simple on the final match day of Group F. In their game against South Korea, they had to at least match whatever result Sweden got in their concurrently running game against Mexico. It seemed almost a formality, given how heavily favoured Germany was against the Koreans. Little did they know, their hopes were about to formally disappear. The Germans had most of the chances for little reward as their game progressed in Kazan, whilst in Yekaterinburg, things were going great for Sweden and horribly pear-shaped for Mexico, who had won their first two matches. Second-half goals to Ludwig Augustinsson and captain Andreas Granqvist had Mexico teetering on the edge of disaster. And when a horrible Edson Alvarez own goal made it 3-0, Mexico's fate depended solely on Germany failing to do their duty and score against South Korea. A faint hope indeed against one of the most reliable teams in world football. Nil all it remained in Kazan, but the game opened up as Germany threw men forward. They couldn't take their chances though, and in stoppage time, the Koreans finally could and did. Kim Young-won scored, correctly awarded by the video assistant referee, to make it 1-0. Even German goalkeeper Manuel Neuer was forced forward at that point. He lost the ball, though, and Korea launched it forward. Here's how SBS Radio's German commentary recorded the moment the defending world champions were consigned to history.
Und Neuer in Zweikampf, aber Neuer verliert den Zweikampf kurz vor dem Strafraum. Son unterwegs, alleine vor das leere deutsche Tor. Son mit dem Ball und mit dem Tor! 2-0 für Korea!
Song Hoon-min made the final score 2-0 South Korea's way and, in a remarkable spectacle, sparked celebrations in the stands from Mexican fans at the Sweden-Mexico game, more than 960 kilometres away, who were tracking the action on their phones. Sweden went through in first place in the group after beating Mexico 3-0. The Mexicans threw in second place, despite the defeat, because of Germany's blundering. It was a remarkable reprieve for them, but it's a dark day for Germany. It's the first time since 1938 Germany has gone out this early at a World Cup. German coach Joachim Löw was forced to admit his team simply wasn't up to the challenge.
For us, this is a huge disappointment. In our training camp, I think we prepared really well. We were ready to take on the role of the defending champion who will be hunted down by the others. All teams will be trying to approach us. We didn't manage to display our top-class play on the pitch. We had a number of goal-scoring opportunities today. We didn't manage to calm down and take the lead. It didn't work out. Why was that? Well, this is something for us to reckon with. Those past years since 2006, we've been among the best four or in the finals. Occasionally, we've won, as you know. But this time around, we unfortunately need to say that we have not been putting in a performance. That is normally something we are able to do. So, we have to accept that situation as it is. We have to admit that this is a defeat.
Und von daher müssen wir es jetzt so akzeptieren und müssen auch die Niederlage eingestehen.
Incredibly, this is the third consecutive World Cup where the defending champion has failed to make it past the group stage. Germany's failure comes just days after their last-minute, hot-headed win over Sweden. Swedish defender Ludwig Augustinsson says his team's role in Germany's elimination wasn't personal, just business.
Personally, I like the German team. It's a fantastic team, and they won the World Cup 4 years ago. And yeah, but this is football. A few days ago, we lost in the last minute, and now, and we were very disappointed with that. But now we come back and we beat Mexico and we go through. So yeah, that's football. Of course, Germany, they also had the chance to win over South Korea. But if you don't do that, then it's difficult. So I think we deserve to win the group, and Mexico deserve to be second.
The Mexicans are acutely aware of just how close they came to elimination after a sparkling start to the tournament. Coach Juan Carlos Osorio was suitably circumspect after the game.
First of all, I have to say that we qualify because we beat Germany and Korea. However and nevertheless, I am very hurt. I wasn't too happy the way we defend, and that was a learning experience for me.
And what of the Koreans? Man of the match, goalkeeper Jo Hyun-woo, says they have mixed feelings. Patriotic pride, which spurred them to a result any team should be proud of, mixed with grief at their own slim hopes of making the round of 16, being extinguished by Sweden's win.
Well, all of the Korean players and also the head coach here, we were playing for the Korean people. We all became one for the Korean people and we played for them. It was only after the match was over that we realized the score. And of course, we were disappointed. And so that's why a lot of us cried.
The Mexicans are trying hard to avoid elimination at the round of 16 for what would be a seventh consecutive World Cup. Their defeat and subsequent slippage from first to second place in the group makes that aim now much harder, as they'll play Group E winners Brazil in that first knockout round. That match is in Samara late Sunday night. Group winner Sweden plays Group E runner-up Switzerland in St. Petersburg late Monday night. But as they go forward to the knockout stages, the story of Group F is as much about the teams that didn't make it as it is of the two who did. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.